There is no limit to what you can do, O Lord, when we move beyond the fear we entertain of yielding all to you. Your heart sings for joy when you find someone who hungers after you. Lead me to the foot of the cross and let me not be drawn to what is evil. Let a righteous man strike me, it is a kindness. Let him rebuke me, it is oil on my head, I will not refuse it.
When people fall into major sins, it's usually because they've driven through previous sets of red traffic lights with cavalier panache. Search our hearts, Lord, lest seemingly small compromises afflict the Christ within. But where the battle axe of condemnation assails our soul and tells us, you're too old, too young, too this, too that, in Jesus' name we resist these tedious refrains and pledge ourselves to resume what you have called us to. For grace comes daily to give us those other chances that we've neither earned nor deserve. But if we refuse this offer of forgiveness, we are effectively saying that our wretchedness is greater than your grace. And that is inverted pride.
Sometimes you have to pull us up quite sharp, Lord. But even your rebuke carries with it something of the likeness of a caress. Entirely devoid of the sharp edge of self-recrimination that Diabolus flails us with.
Grant us your assistance to hear and tell the difference between your genuine insistence and the hiss of the devil's siren squall.